I expected to have a lot of feelings on my first day in the NAS Adams training department. For one, I was nervous while I paced in the parking lot outside the admin building. That wasn't a surprise, but it wasn't all new job nerves. Oh, there were plenty of those. Gazing up at the utilitarian three-story building, I had to swallow hard to keep my stomach where it belonged. My last job had ended in disaster. I was lucky there'd been someone here to put in a good word for me and help me get this new gig, and he'd reminded me half a dozen times that if I fucked this one up, it would get me blacklisted from any future civilian contractor jobs. With as many bridges as I'd burned in the last few years, that wasn't a chance I could afford to take. I tugged at my tie and wondered if it was really that tight, or if I was just that anxious. My mom had always told me to dress to impress, so I had. She'd also said to eat a good breakfast before I started a new job, but I'd ignored that advice this morning. That was the only reason I wasn't heaving into one of the concrete planters between the parking lot and the building. Eyes closed, I took a few deep breaths. I had this. I'd pulled my shit together, and I was done fucking up. Almost getting busted for DUI had been a wake-up call. Almost getting evicted had been the cosmic slap in the face I'd needed. Almost losing everything had been as close to rock bottom as I'd needed to get. I wasn't going back there. I was 6 months clean and counting down the days to 7. I was even diligently going to the gym and my therapist on a regular basis. I had this. The tinted glass front door opened, catching the morning sunlight, and my stomach somersaulted. Then, out stepped the other reason I was nervous as fuck. Wow. He looked amazing. He was still as fit and hot as always, and the green Digicam uniform and laced-up black boots were sexy as hell. Even though I'd seen him quite a bit recently, it still blew my mind how good, happy, and in love looked on that man.
Morning.
Clint smiled.
Ready?
Yeah. Am I sure I don't need to puke into one of the planters?
I'm ready.
He gave my arm a firm squeeze.
Hey, you've got this, all right?
I nodded as my tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth. It was impossible to look at Clint without a mix of regret, gratitude, and shame in the pit of my already churning gut. I thought it would get better after that first conversation, the one where I'd poured my heart out and apologized for being such a colossal and drunk dick while we dated a couple of years ago. But things hadn't changed. In fact, he'd not only forgiven me, he'd also hooked me up with a job, which just made me feel a million times worse for the way I treated him.
Logan?
I shook myself. Sorry. I cleared my throat.
Let's do this?
He gave me another smile and nodded toward the building. They just put in cipher locks, or I'd have had you meet me inside. Diego will get you your code. He stopped at the door and punched a 6-digit code into the silver keys, and the lock snapped loudly. Then he pulled open the door and waved me inside. As he did, the light caught on his wedding ring. I pretended not to notice. Queasy, with way too many feelings, I went inside. Clint led me up the stairs.
They're remodeling the building and shuffling everyone around, so we're all learning the new layout almost as much as you will be. And about the time any of us get it figured out, they'll change it again.
That's encouraging. I laughed with humor I didn't really feel. At the third floor, he turned, and I fell into step next to him. We headed down a hallway that was half finished and half covered in duct-taped plastic, caution signs, and bare concrete with toolboxes and ladders tucked neatly out of the way. There wasn't any activity, though.
Nobody working on the remodel right now?
I asked just to make conversation.
They do the work at night. Too many people in the building with PTSD.
Oh, Jesus. He glanced at me.
Most of the doors have signs reminding people not to slam them, and we've tried to fix the supply closets and file drawers so they don't make so much noise, but it's not perfect. If there's one thing you really, really have to remember in this place, it's to keep the loud noises to a minimum. Try not to startle anyone. That kind of thing.
I nodded without speaking. Why hadn't anyone told me sooner there were places where it was office etiquette to assume your coworkers had PTSD? That could have saved me 3 jobs and fuck knew how many of the dollars I'd poured into liquor stores in the name of keeping my shit together. Better late than never, right?